सहनोभुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। ॐ श्रीनारदाय नमो नमः।
नारद जी सेज कह तरती मायाम, हु कैन क्रॉस माया, देन ही गिव्स 12 कंडीशंस, ही गिव्स 12 कंडीशन विच वी हैव ऑलरेडी डिस्कस, एंड आफ्टर फुलफिलिंग दिस कंडीशन ही रीचेज वेयर केवलम अविच्छिन्न अनुरागम लभते। सूत्र नंबर 49, केवलम अविच्छिन्न अनुरागम लभते। केवलम मीन्स प्योर, प्योर अविच्छिन्न, अविच्छिन्न अनऑब्स्ट्रक्टेड, अनुरागम लव, लभते ही अटेन्स, ही गेन्स, ही गेट्स दैट कंटिन्यूअस अनइंटरप्टेड प्योर लव, दिस इज अ फाइनल अचीवमेंट। देन ही से सतरति, गिव्स अ सर्टिफिकेट इफ यू रीच देयर, सतरति ही हैज क्रॉस्ड माया, सतरति टू टाइम्स ही सेइंग, दैट मीन्स इट इज सर्टेन ही हैज क्रॉस्ड माया। नॉट ओनली दैट, योर ड्यूटी इज नॉट ओवर, स लोकांस तारयति, एंड आफ्टर दैट ही शोज पाथ टू अदर्स, आई हैव रीच दिस डेस्टिनेशन, नाउ दिस इज द पाथ यू शुड ऑल फॉलो, दिस इज भक्ति मार्ग। इन भक्ति मार्ग ऑल्सो, इवन इफ ए भक्त रीचेज दैट डेस्टिनेशन, हिज ड्यूटी इज टू सो पाथ टू अदर्स। इन वेदांत ऑल्सो इज द सेम थिंग, आफ्टर रियलाइजेशन यू शुड टेल अदर्स ऑल्सो दिस इज द पाथ यू कैन रीच। देन समबडी आस्क भगवान, सपोज आई एम डूइंग साधना, वेदर आई हैव रीच टू दैट लेवल और नॉट, प्लीज टेल मी समथिंग अबाउट दैट लव, दैट लव, so that I can verify whether I have reached there or not. Immediately Naraji said, anirvachaniyam prem sarupam, indescribable, inexplicable, you cannot describe it, that nature of that love, that state, it cannot be described. How mukh aswadanvat, like a dumb person cannot express the taste of anything, because he is dumb, mukh, he has experience, but he cannot explain it, describe it. He may show some gestures or some sounds may come out, but it cannot be completely described. Still he says, okay, for you, you want to know about that parabhakti. That state is parabhakti, very difficult to attain. That parabhakti, he says, is gunarahitam. He gives six pointers, he's saying. गुणरहितं, कामनारहितं, प्रतिछन्न वर्धमान, अविच्छिन्नं, सूक्ष्मतरं, अनुभव रूपं। सिक्स पॉइंटर्स ही सेइंग, वेरीफाई वेदर यू हैव रीच देयर और नॉट। बट अर्लियर ही सेड अनिर्वचनीयम, इट कैनॉट बी एक्सप्लेन, कैनॉट बी डिस्क्राइब्ड। नाउ ही सेड नो, यू कैन एक्सपीरियंस इट। भक्ति, दिस एक्सट्रीम, द फाइनल अचीवमेंट, is experienceable, anubhav rupam, it can be experienced. But how is that? Gunarahitam, the whole prakriti is made of three gunas, sattva, rajas and tamas. And bhakti can also be sattva, rajas, tamas.
Sattva, rajas and tamas, bhakti.
How can we find out whether my bhakti is sattvic, rajasic or tamasic? Two factors. Factor number one, seeing the devata which you are worshipping. Number one, devata which you are worshipping. If you are worshipping bhut and pret, it is tamasic bhakti. If you are worshipping yaksh and rakshas, then it is rajasic bhakti. And if you are worshipping Bhagwan Ram, Krishna, Bhagwan Shiva, Ganesh, Devi, these are all sattvic bhakti. So seeing the deity, we can determine whether it is a sattvic, rajasic or tamasic bhakti, or by seeing the purpose for which you are worshipping, that also can determine whether it is sattvic, rajasic or tamasic. You are worshipping the same devata, maybe Bhagwan Shiv. You are worshipping Bhagwan Shiv, but when he appears, you say like Kumbhakaran, I want to sleep. 6 months sleep. Tamasic bhakti. Or when Ravan did the worship, Bhagwan Shiv became very happy, came. What do you want? I want the power of becoming invisible. I want to rule all over the world. Rajasic bhakti. Rajasic bhakti. And sattvic bhakti. That is different. So it can be tamasic bhakti, rajasic bhakti, sattvic bhakti. Sattvic bhakti, oh Bhagwan, I can't live without you. I want to stay with you. Please come in my life. Be always with me. This type of bhakti. So guna rahitam, kamana rahitam. What is kamana rahitam? No desire in that. In all worldly love, we have got kamana. We have got kamana. The love between husband and wife is a different type. It is a different character. Love between mother and child, different character. Love between two friends is a different character. Love between brother and sister, different character. But this bhakti of the Lord is altogether different from all these. And there is no kamana, no desire. No desire at all. But in worldly love, we have got desires. For some reason or other, a reason we all know, because of the coronavirus, now the whole family is staying in one home. And the statistics show there is a domestic violence has gone up. Why? Kamana. See? Why violence has gone up? Wife wants that the husband should do this. Number 1, 2, 3 is your duty. And husband wants your duty is this. Parents want children, your duty is this. You keep your room clean twice a day and this and that. You should study this. Everywhere there is a kamana. Whenever there is kamana, there will be strain. Even if you worship Lord with kamana, there will be strain because it's not always that Lord will fulfill all your desires. He will not fulfill. He will not fulfill. Then what will happen? You will say, "Apko bhakti karne se kya fayda? Why should I worship you? Every day I am wasting my half an hour worshipping you. Why should I worship? You are not fulfilling my desire." Kamana rahitam. Pratichan vardhavan. Because it is kamana rahitam, it is not strained. It is pratichan. Every moment it is increasing. And how is this? Abichinna. There is no interruption. No interruption. In worldly love, you will find interruption. Out of sight, out of mind. He was my friend in India. Now I have come to America. I have forgotten. Abichinna. Suchmataram. Suchma is very subtle. It cannot be grasped with your senses or with your mind. That is why it is very difficult to describe this prema bhakti. This superior, this higher bhakti, para bhakti, is very, very difficult to describe. Suchmataram, but anubhava rupam. It can be experienced. And such person, These are the six. And the fourth thing, after you realize this, now Naraji says there are four more pointers. Tat prapya, after getting this, tad eva abalokati. Now his vision has changed. His vision has changed. So wherever he sees that love only. Tadeva balokati, tadeva srunoti. He wants to listen that only. He wants to remain in the company of bhakta. And tadeva bhasati. He talks about that love only. He talks about the bhakti of Bhagwan only. No worldly talks. Tadeva bhasati, tadeva chintayati. Whole day, 24 hours, he's thinking about that. Tadeva chintayati. The whole thing we find in the life of our Thakur Ramakrishna, bhakta. Then he said, Gauni Trida Gud Vedad Artha Adi Vedadva. Now, Parabhakti or the real bhakti, supreme bhakti, discussed. It's difficult to get. But Naraji said, you can get it provided you start with Aparabhakti, secondary bhakti. Primary is parabhakti. Difficult to get. But if you want parabhakti, start with apara. Start with apara. Gauni tridha gun vedad artadi vedadva. Gauni. Gauni means secondary. Secondary. Gun vedad. Gun vedad according to mental disposition of a person. It is three types. What is this? Art, jigyasu, artharthi. This we have already seen in our last class. These words have come in Bhagavad Gita. There are four types of bhakta. Number one, arth, artharthi, jigyasu, and jnani. Jnani means he has reached in the parabhakti. That is parabhakti. Other three means arth, jigyasu, artharthi is secondary bhakti. Secondary bhakti. Out of these three, the artharthi is lower type. Lower type. Better than artharthi is jigyasu. And better than jigyasu is artha. Uttarasmad, purva purva, shreyaya bhavati. Shreyaya bhavati. Artha bhakti is better than jigyasu bhakti. Jigyasu bhakti is better than artharthi. How do you prove? Because artharthi is still desiring something of the world. Artharthi means, I want some money, I want some power, I want some position. It's a lower type bhakti. Why it is lower type bhakti? Because this bhakti is asking something perishable. See? This bhakti is asking for something perishable. And Jigyasu wants to know that tattva, that reality, Jigyasu. So his object is different. He doesn't want to revel in the sansar, in the object, emotions and thought. He wants something other than OET, other than OET, other than sansar, other than anatma vastu. He wants to know the atma vastu, or he wants to know that parabhakti, or he wants to attain that parabhakti. Therefore, jigyasu. So he is better. How arth is better than jigyasu? Arth means distressed. Distress. So in the last class we have seen, arth means who is well off materially, but he is distressed because he is not getting Lord in his life. And we saw the example of Mirabai. Gautam Buddha. Materially they were very rich. Very rich. But they were distressed. They were arth. Why arth? I want to know Bhagwan. Let Bhagwan come in my life. That was their distress. Therefore, arth is better than jigyasu. Jigyasu is better than artharthi. Therefore, it is said, उत्तरस्मात् उत्तरस्मात् पूर्व पूर्वाश्रेया भवती. सो दिस मच वी हैव सीन इन आवर लास्ट क्लास. नाउ सूत्र नंबर 58. अन्यस्मात्
सौलभ्यं भक्तो
अन्यस्मात् फ्रॉम अदर योग. तो वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट भक्ति योग, कर्म योग, ज्ञान योग, ध्यान योग. अदर देन दैट सौलभ्यम इजीली अटेनेबल. दिस भक्ति इज इजीली अटेनेबल. भक्तो इन द पाथ ऑफ भक्ति, इन भक्ति मार्ग इट इज इजी देन अदर पाथ्स. ओके, सौलभ्यम इजीली अटेनेबल. सो पराभक्ति इज डिफिकल्ट, बट भक्ति एट साधना लेवल इज कंपेरेटिवली इजियर देन अदर मीन्स. पराभक्ति इज वेरी डिफिकल्ट, वेरी वेरी डिफिकल्ट. ओनली लॉर्ड कैन गिव अस दैट पराभक्ति. द ब्यूटी ऑफ पराभक्ति इज दैट द लॉर्ड बिकम्स सर्वेंट ऑफ दैट भक्त. सो वेन लॉर्ड गिव्स दिस पराभक्ति टू ए पर्सन, ही विल थिंक many times whether he is fit for that parabhakti or not. But the gauni bhakti is comparatively easier than other path, be it gyan marg or karma marg or dhyan yoga, it's easier. So why it is saulabhyam, why it is easy? So sutra number 59 says,
प्रमाणान्तरस्य अनपेक्षत्वात् स्वयं प्रमाणत्वाच्च
अनपेक्षत्वात् प्रमाणान्तरस्य बिकॉज ऑफ नॉन डिपेंडेंस. अनपेक्षत्वात् बिकॉज ऑफ नॉन इंडिपेंडेंस. ऑन व्हाट? प्रमाणान्तरस्य ऑफ द अदर प्रूफ देन इटसेल्फ. It does not require any other proof. Why? Swayam pramanatvat, itself being the nature of proof. So bhakti itself is the proof. And in other cases, you need proof, you know. So because love depends on no other proof, it is in itself being of the nature of proof, love is itself evident. We need no evidence or a certificate from anybody to prove that I am a bhakta. You don't need any certificate. Bhakti itself is proof. So what is easy nature? Sulabhata of bhakti. So Gurudev explains with a very good example. Suppose you are a brilliant person and you have got an idea. But you don't have capital. You are a poor person. You don't have money. Don't have money. So even if you go to bank, they will be hesitant because you don't have any property to mortgage. You have got the idea, but they won't be able to help you there. So nowadays, we have got a group of capitalists which is called venture capitalists. Venture capitalists, they have got a lot of money, but they have got no ideas. So this person, brilliant person with the idea, goes to the venture capitalist and tells him, you see, I have got this idea, and if you can finance. So venture capitalist will see the idea and will see whether there will be a profit or loss or not. If there is a profit, they will finance. If there is no profit, they will not finance. Venture capitalist will not share his capital, his money. So this brilliant person is dependent on others to fulfill his ideas. Without capital, you can't reap any profit. Now take other example. Suppose that rich person, venture capitalist, has got his own ideas. Or his son comes with an idea, oh, dad, I have got this idea, this plan, and I need money.
is there any problem in getting money from the father? No. Idea also I have got, money also I have got. Very easy. He doesn't have to go anybody, but the brilliant person is dependent on others. But a rich person with the idea is not dependent with anybody. Okay. Similarly, Gurudev says, we all have capital of love. We don't have to go to any place like to a venture capitalist or a capitalist of love. Eh, bhai, thoda sa love de do mere ko. No! We have got the capital of love. Each one of us, we have got the capital of love. Therefore, we are not dependent on anybody else. Saulabhyam. It is with me already. Okay. And this language of love is understood by all. Language of love is understood by all. Whether it is plant, birds, animals, or a small baby, or a illiterate person, or a ignorant person, or a poor person, man, women, or disabled person. Each one of them understand the language of love. Each one. So we have got the capital of love. Okay. But what we have done? Capital is limited. What we have done? We have invested in such business which is loss-making. It is not giving rich dividend. Where we have invested our love? All in perishable items. All in perishable items. Everything is an atma. Every whole capital is invested in world only. We love our home, our all relations, our own body. See? Your home, car, everything, your investment, your 40K, find out how much it has gone down. All are changing, you know. All relations changing. So long you are in this body, the all relations are there. The moment you leave this body, relations khatam. All gone. This body itself, this body also is impermanent. So we have invested everything in the world only. Now there is no more capital for Bhagwan. So therefore, we don't have time for puja for Bhagwan. We don't have time. So what is the way out? What should we do? So it is said, put the love in the world only that much which is required. Rest is to be invested with the Lord. Portfolio thoda reorganize karo, you know. When you go to the investment consultant, so they will look through your portfolio. No. You have put everything in the... First time when you go to investment consultant, you tell, you know, I want, you know, it's very hard and money, I want to be very safe, you know. My capital should be 100% safe. Anytime I want, I should get it. He will say, okay, then you put it in the government bond, but the return will be 2%. Still better than the bank. They are giving nothing here. So you go for that. After that, you say, no. It is very low. Then we'll say, okay, then medium investment. Then again, the greed overtakes us. Overpowers us. No. I want something more return. You know, the people are getting rich faster. Then he will say, we put in the high risk investment. What is this high risk investment? Sometimes we see in TV, you know, you invest in your property, you will get 18 to 21% per annum. You must all be seeing. 18 to 21, in America I'm talking. I'm not talking in India. 18 to 21% per annum, and they also claim we guarantee. We will put in the real state.
Achcha.
You put there. Then after that, it's high risk. It is high risk. So what we have to do? So we have invested the capital of love in the world. We have to change some portfolio, invest into the world only that much which is required. The rest of the capital should be invested with the Lord. Okay, with the different mark also, it is sulabh, it is easily attainable. In karma mark, suppose if you are going for the karma yoga, you have to know six types of karma. What is nitya karma, what is naimitya karma, what is kamya karma, what is nisiddha karma, what is upasana, what is prayaschitta, you have to know. Some knowledge is required. In gyan mark also, if you want to go, then you have to have some general qualification and some particular qualification. In Vivek Chudamani we have seen that if you want to pursue the knowledge path, medhavi purusho vidvan uha poho vichachana. He should be medhavi, intelligent. If you want to go into the gyan mark, you should be intelligent. And then the particular qualification is sadhan chatushtay. Sadhan chatushtay sampanna should be that person. And some other qualification needed in other mark also. Different qualification are there, different mark. So in bhakti mark, we all have the capital. We all can join. Therefore, it is called anyasmat saulabhyam bhaktau. It is easier. In dhyan mark also, you see. In dhyan mark, what you have to do? You have to withdraw your senses from the world. Senses from the world. But in bhakti mark, you have to apply all senses. You have to do bhajan kirtan. You have to body, you have to serve. You have to dance in ecstasy for Lord. So you are using all your senses and mind, but in dhyan, you have to withdraw everything. You have to go beyond mind. It is difficult. Bhakti is easier. So what we have to do? We have to just change the portfolio. That's only this much. At present of time, our capital of love is in the objects of the world, in the world. Withdraw something from there and now reinvest that in Lord. Reinvest. Naraji is not saying that you withdraw 100% from the world. He is suggesting as much as you need from the world, invest that much only there. And after that, rest of the capital you withdraw and put it into the bhakti. So no certificate, praman, verification about the qualification needed in bhakti. In another mark, you need some qualification. So bhakti's life is itself proof. No other proof needed. Bhakti is shining and self-evident. Okay. Then why this bhakti is great? Sutra number 60.
Shanti rupat. Paramananda rupatcha. Paramananda rupatcha.
Shanti rupat. Rupat is the nature of peace. It is highest because it gives you peace. Shanti rupat. Now tell me, the capital of love which is invested with the Lord gives you shanti. The same capital of love which you have invested in the world. Now tell me whether it is give you shanti or ashanti. Ashanti. Okay, and not only that, Paramananda Rupacha, it also nature of supreme bliss. Supreme bliss. So shanti, peace. Peace is equal to bliss. Now this love gives peace. How to prove this? Now suppose, let us take an example. It's very simple example, and it is our own experience also. Suppose you are traveling on highway, and one of your tire
becomes flat. You park the car on the curb. You are distressed. This is not the earth, the best type of earth which you are talking. You are earth distressed because your tire is flat, you know. Tire is flat. You have come out and seeing what to be done. And if a person like me is there, who cannot jack up the car, take out the stepney, open the nuts, fix it, retight it, what he will do? He will stand there, look this side, that side. At that time, suppose a car comes and stops, young man. Young, not a devotee of Chinmay Mission. He doesn't know uncle. But he sees that he's an old person, he's in distress, he stops and comes and says, can I help you? What has happened? And I tell him, you see, the tire is flat. I have got no strength to open the wheel, refix it, and take it. He says, can I help you? He's showing love, a stranger showing love. I was in distress. I was agitated. The moment he came forward to help me, will you not get shanti, peace? Your agitation has come down. Is it not so? Can be experienced. Love will give you peace. Love will give you peace, and that peace is ananda. When I was in distress, my mind was agitated. The moment that person came forward to help me, my mind became quiet. And when the mind became quiet, I experienced sukh. Sukh. So love gives peace. Peace means sukh. Peace means sukh. In world also we see, we want to visit a friend who shows us love and respect, you know. Suppose you get two invitations from two persons and you know both of them. One person loves you and respects you, other person he doesn't love and respect you. And you have to attend the party on the same day at same time. Where will you go? You will go to a plus who person who loves you and respects you. Okay, then what to talk about the bhakta whose heart is full of love? Full of love. Bhakti is altogether different. Full of love. God is self of all, and such bhakti is always peaceful. Such bhakta, such devotee is always peaceful. He is always relaxed, you know. Relaxed. No agitation in the mind. Relaxed. Shanti rupat paramananda rupacha. So in path of bhakti also, worldly worries or worldly losses will come to trouble him. We have seen in the case of a jnani also, in Vedantmarg, somebody has become jnani. We see in the life of a jnani also the sorrows come. And those who are studying Vedant, they all know because it is the karmaphal. It is prarabdha. And prarabdha can be exhausted only by enjoying or suffering. You have to take it. Nothing can be done. Similarly, in the case of bhakta also, in his life, the sorrow will come. Why sorrow will come? Because of his prarabdha. Because of his prarabdha, sorrow will come. Okay. In the case of Thakur Ramakrishna, we find he was a great bhakta. He used to talk to Mother Kali every day. He even fed that idol also. But we find that the sorrow came in his life also. So Narad ji says, Sutra number 61.
Lokahano chintana karya.
Lokahano chintana karya.
Nivedita.
Nivedita.
आत्मलोक
वेदशीलत्वात्
लोकहानो
लॉसेस ऑफ वर्ल्ड चिंता ना कार्या यू शुड नॉट इंटरटेन चिंता डोंट वरी इट विल कम डोंट वरी निवेदित आत्मलोक वेदशीलत्वात् Why? On account of his having the habit of surrendering his little self, ego. A bhakta has already surrendered his ego to Lord. And its secular and sacred activities to the Lord of his heart. And all secular or sacred, Vedic ritual or secular, all his actions are also dedicated to Lord. Also dedicate to Lord. So why should he worry? Lokhano, worldly losses. Nivedita, surrendering. Atma. Atma means, in Bhakti Mark, we surrender. We find Arjuna also surrendered to Lord Krishna. We have to surrender. Loka, all worldly position or possessions. If I surrender myself, I am surrendering my possessions also. Everything. Veda means all religious acts also in essence, we surrender. So Bhakta dedicates himself, it means he dedicates all worldly things and merits also. So after complete dedication, how can there be worries? I have given everything. I have given my ego, myself, and all my possessions to Lord. After that, how can there be any sorrow? That we can understand from a simple example. Suppose you have got an old house. It's difficult to maintain or keep it heated also because the windows are leaking, you know. Air is coming in. Or it requires a lot of capital expenditure also. So you decided that, okay, let me buy another house, second hand or first hand. You shift there. Now the old house is your headache, it is giving you sorrow. And you have put it in the market or sell kar do bhai isko. And if you are fortunate enough, then you get a customer also. And he buys your old house as it is. Now tell me, once this is transferred, given to that person who has bought it, will there be any sorrow about that old house? Do you have to pay tax now? Do you worry about the leaking window now? No. Similarly, if you really surrender yourself and your possessions to Lord, really, I am using the word really, if you transfer it, do you worry? When we are working in a company, if I am an employee, what I am doing is I am doing everything for the happiness of my manager or for the company. After that, whether the company is in red or in black, it matters to me. Same thing here. People worry about their wealth, home, what will happen after my death. See? All of us, we are worried about it, what will happen after my death. Simple logic is that on death, it is no more my house or wealth because there is no I and my. In any case, why are you worrying? When you leave this world, there is no I, there is no ego, there is no person available to experience it. No I, therefore, no my. So when we surrender to Lord completely, He will not leave me. He will not leave me. If I give everything to Lord, He will take care of it. It is a written promise by Lord in Bhagavad Gita, Name Bhakta Pranasyati. My devotee will never perish. Never. And we find in the case of Arjuna also, he is the devotee of Lord. And Lord took care of him. All the Pandavas, any time, whenever Draupadi Kunti called, he came. Name bhakta pranashyati. And also it is said, tesa ham samudarta mrityu sansar sagarat. If my devotee is there, I will take care of him. I will take him out from the mrityu sansar. I will lift him. So bhakti must start with the surrender of self, all worldly possessions and merits, etc. Thereafter, no worries. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to go to one devotee's house every day for kirtan. Every day for kirtan. And that devotee was also a good devotee, a real devotee. He had also surrendered everything. One day so happened that his only son died. And within 1 hour, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was to come for kirtan. He didn't want to stop that kirtan. What he did, he took the body of his son, kept it in a room and locked it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, started his kirtan, but he experienced something, that today's kirtan is not like the other day's kirtan. Something has happened. And he asked Bhakta, what has happened? You know, if this, you have got a sorrow of that time, that type of sorrow, what will happen? It will come in your expression, it will come in your action also. So Chaitanya Prabhu noticed what has happened. The Bhakta said, one who gave has taken that back. Only this much he said. He didn't say, my son has died. One who has given me that, he has taken it back. That's all. See, the dedication of Bhakta. Bhakta knew everything, that all jeev belong to Lord. And he gives and takes back also. See his dedication. When there is no I, then there is no my. When people are drowned in worries, sometimes they lose faith in God. And they stop their actions also. Oh, you have not done it? I am not going to do your puja also. I will not do my duties also. Okay, Naradji says, continue to do your worldly duty even in such circumstances. Continue your sadhana. Whether you are striving or whether you have reached to parabhakti. Whether you are striving for parabhakti or you have reached parabhakti, still continue your sadhana. So let me read. Gurudev has explained this sutra very well. Narad boldly declares that even when beset by trials and misfortunes, when obstacles block the path, still devotion is easy. Indeed, love is superior to all yogas. Gurudev writes, never entertain anxiety. Do not worry. Never mind whatever happens. This is the attitude for a true seeker to follow. There is Narayan. He is the reality. All these are from my all-loving Narayan alone. Somehow hold on. This time also will pass away. The cardinal attitude of heroism in our Hindu philosophy is refuse to weep, keep smiling. Even at the time of sorrow also, refuse to weep, keep smiling. We all know why sorrow is coming. Many times I've told you, sorrow comes because of our own past action. Good action will bring sukh. Bad action will bring dukkha. If we are experiencing dukkha now, that means we have done some wrong action in past. That past may be many prior lives also. It may relate to many, many prior lives. Then even the sorrow that reaches us gets ashamed and retires in its incompetency to make us suffer. It has then to go away. It cannot stay with such a heroic heart. When trouble comes to trouble you, do not trouble to stop the trouble.
But allow the troubles to trouble the troubles. Allow the trouble to troubles, not yourself. I am reading from the footnote. So that no trouble is free to trouble you, trouble not at troubles, let the troubles trouble the troubles. The troubles. Very good. Unknown. A quotation by unknown. O Bhagwan, this is all your maya only. O beloved, I know you are just behind this very sorrow I am now facing. This is the attitude of the true devotee in all his experiences, good or bad, and true enough, just behind the experience is ever the consciousness divine, the effulgent one, constantly beaming forth its irrepressible glory. How can the devotee in the early stages of his seeking remain with such a philosophical composure? You just start the bhakti mark. How can you remain composed? He has no direct knowledge yet that there is a consciousness behind everything, that all sorrows are only at the mental level, and that I am not the mind and sorrows. I am the knower of the sorrows, and so these sorrows cannot be ever mine. This is a jnani sport. How can the bhakta stand apart from his sorrows? Gurudev writes, to a devotee, this is much easier than for anyone else. For devotee, it is very easy. He is one who has already offered all of himself. 100% surrender is needed. He has laid at the altar of Lord his entire being. So totally surrendered becomes his worldly and the sacred personality, that not only his physical being, but his ideas, his ideals, his worldly duties, even his spiritual duties come to be entirely offered at his feet. So what we have to offer? 100% of ego, 100% of our possessions, 100% of our activities should be surrendered to Lord. That activity may be worldly or that activity may be religious, spiritual. His joy is only in going on striving for him. That's all. I am doing for him, I am doing for Lord, that's all. All worries and anxieties thereafter are his. It is Lord's anxieties. Then on what account should he ever weep? No question of weeping. It is so scientific. If you surrender everything, if you think the Lord is Malik, Lord is the owner of everything, my house and everything, my body and everything, no question of weeping. Apart from him, I do not exist, declare the devotee of Sri Narayan. Everything of me is already laid at the feet of the Lord. I do not exist, so I cannot worry over anything. It is all now his worry. I am but the witness of the sorrow. As such, the sorrow itself cannot be or even mine. Constantly, bhakta lives in the attitude, dedicating himself, the world, the Vedas of the Lord, his own self. By this attitude, the bhakta cultivates in himself the spirit of renunciation. You see the